A Connecticut resident wants to make things safer for pedestrians on an historic road. US 1, the longest north-south highway in the country, running up and down the East Coast with at times as many as 6 lanes of traffic and few sidewalks. Once used by colonial postmen who rode horses to deliver the country's first newspapers between New York and Boston. Cassandra Basler from member station WSHU followed 75-year-old Ray Rout as he walked this busy highway through Connecticut to draw attention to the state's most dangerous road for pedestrians.
Ray Rout moved from New York City to Connecticut 30 years ago. He thought he was moving out to the country, but the roads near his home felt too dangerous for a quiet stroll. Rout leads me to the foot of a highway overpass in the town of Fairfield. It's wedged between a supermarket and a senior living center.
Look, they've got a crosswalk.
Cars shoot off Interstate 95 onto US 1 at about 50 miles an hour as we wait to cross.
I'm kind of not willing to chance it here.
And with good reason. Cars struck and killed 10 pedestrians on this road in Connecticut between 2012 and 2014. That's the most pedestrian deaths on any road in the state. Rout tells me this intersection is one of the scariest.
No one has slowed down for us despite the fact that you're wearing a neon shirt and look like you want to cross the street here.
Yes. There's a crosswalk, but they're not required by law to stop until a pedestrian is in the crosswalk.
He believes a person should be able to walk or bike to any place they could get to by car.
There's just so much traffic. There's nowhere for people to go. And it was just never designed for pedestrians in mind.
That's Eric Jaffe. He drove US 1 from New York to Boston while writing his book on the history of the Boston Post Road called The King's Best Highway. Jaffe says US 1 became the nation's first highway in the 1920s. Then Interstate 95 replaced it a few decades later with unique celebrations.
The ceremony was actually officials dressed up in colonial garb, riding actually a buggy down this part of what would be I-95. Because they wanted to pay homage to the Post Road predecessor.
Neither of these highways were ever pedestrian-friendly. That new interstate, I-95, runs alongside US 1 and moves cars faster than 65 miles an hour onto exit ramps. US 1 became a local road lined with strip malls and gas stations, what Jaffe calls wall-to-wall retail junk. Tom Maziarz at the Connecticut Department of Transportation says the department's trying to shift its focus away from cars and drivers.
What we're facing here in virtually every state in the country is the need to gradually retrofit our existing roadway system. And we are doing that slowly but surely.
Connecticut passed a law in 2009 that requires road upgrades to include space for pedestrians and cyclists. When a town wants to, say, repave a road, it now has to consider shrinking traffic lanes, painting bike lanes, or adding sidewalks. Every state in New England has adopted a similar policy except New Hampshire. But road changes happen town by town in Connecticut, so it appears the policy won't make US 1 better for pedestrians like Jalen McKenzie anytime soon. McKenzie collects wet grass clippings on his leather boots as he walks past shopping malls on the Post Road in the suburb of Milford.
They didn't want to finish the sidewalk, I guess.
McKenzie walks a mile to work at a men's clothing store after traveling an hour on a bus. The sidewalk disappears and reappears from block to block.
Then I gotta like kind of maneuver into the street a little bit to get around the grass, and especially when it's raining, it doesn't make it much better either.
McKenzie says Milford needs a real sidewalk. Not every town can afford that, but pedestrian advocate Ray Rout says some fixes come cheap. Enforcing speed limits and widening shoulders are both easy ways to keep walkers safe.
There are a lot of people that know the roads from the standpoint of a pedestrian or a cyclist. Their opinion should be asked for by the people that build the roads.
The State Department of Transportation is now rewriting its guidelines on how to build its highways. Rout has to wait for the public comment period to share his ideas. Ideas about how to make roads safe for pedestrians like him on their way to work or out for a country stroll. For Here and Now, I'm Cassandra Basler.